You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible. By the way, Eric will be at our Farm Assets Conference on Tuesday. Get those tickets right now. willag.org, 800-898-1065. And walk-ins, of course, are welcome. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal for the Farm Assets Conference. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, Eric. Looking forward to having you in Normal, but we probably better get right to it. What do you see in the weather forecast?
All right, Todd. So I think we got a lot of things to really kind of digest here that we've recently seen in terms of ag in the United States. And the big picture thing I want to talk about first really deals with a quick analysis I did just a couple of days ago. You know, when the USDA comes out with a yield of over 175 bushel per acre on corn, you know, some of the things that I started to wonder here, I was like, wow, that just seems so incredibly high. But a little bit of simple analysis of the data would show that if we removed 2012 from the data set that shows us year-by-year yields, a trend line on our data would actually have put 2017 at about 173.5 bushel per acre corn yields, which means next year, expecting 175 bushel per acre corn as an average yield is actually what we would expect to be normal. And that's really important as we look forward to these upcoming growing seasons. So with that as a backdrop, let's take a look at what's going on in the last 30 days. You know, we've had a very wet eastern half of the Corn Belt, and we have another system that's coming through, taking shape right now over the Central Plains. And as that system evolves over the next couple of days and starts to move toward the east, it's really going to bring a pretty big shot of rain here tonight and into tomorrow for Central Illinois, and then pushing to the east over the next few days. Now, what's interesting is on the back side of this low, the winds are going to be very strong and from the north and northwest, which means any leftover precipitation in what we call the wraparound region of one of these low pressure systems may come into northern Illinois as maybe a little bit of light, very wet snow. Certainly going to see that for parts of Wisconsin and Michigan after the system passes through. So this isn't a big snowfall event. It's just saying we're going to get cold enough on the backside to actually see some of the white stuff falling. What we should really expect here in Illinois is after the system passes through, like Saturday into Sunday, we're going to see some really, really windy conditions from the north after that. Now, the good news is, beyond this, we've got a relatively dry pattern setting up. So much of next week looks pretty dry. No major weather systems that we're able to see right now coming through on Thanksgiving. So overall, that's very favorable. Now, remember, that's still 6 to 7 days away, which means we'll have to keep a close eye on if anything changes. But right now, I'm not seeing anything major impacting travel around Thanksgiving. But I want to take that and discuss the pattern, the overall flow of the atmosphere. And there's two big things I want to talk about. First is Canada. We've got great snowpack and a lot of cold air kind of lodged over Canada. And that's important to see because as the weather systems evolve in the coming days and weeks, we can unleash that cold air into the eastern half of the country and the northern part of the country very easily. The second thing is this. A year ago right now, we were staring at what we call a very zonal jet stream flow pattern. That's where the jet stream is really coming from the west to the east, not meandering north or south into big troughs and ridges. And that set up our whole flow pattern for the entirety of winter. Now, what do I mean by all of this? Well, if the jet stream is really wavy, in other words, lots of troughs and ridges out in the Pacific Ocean, well, that tends to set us up with a much more active weather pattern in the central states and the potential for more colder weather for the winter. When it's strong zonal flow from the Pacific, we tend to have a more mild winter with a lot more rain like we had last year. So I'm just kind of saying, you know, for this winter, we've got a setup for at least some potential to get some really cold weather coming in here at times. So I'm watching that for most of the rest of this winter. Another big feature I want to be paying attention to. The last 30 days or so have been very dry for parts of Missouri and Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and eastern Texas. And that's a region I'm going to be watching closely for the next several months, because if we start to see some drought developing there, that could be a potential kind of problem spot but come March, April, May for the potential for having some southern Corn Belt kind of drought issues that could migrate north. Now, it's just something I'm watching. Just want to make you aware of it. We'll keep updating on that every single week as this season continues to play out. And quickly, if we take a trip down to South America, Brazil's growing regions are forecast to be very, very wet in the near term, especially in parts of Mato Grosso and Goiás. The southern regions are dry, and both of those things are actually very favorable for the crop in South America. But Right now, they're still pretty far behind in terms of planting. Compared to the five-year average, they're about 10% behind as a country. And where I think this is really going to bring in some pressure, as we've been talking about, is with that safrinha crop, that second crop, which will be a corn crop. So overall, Brazil is not hurting, but it's not as ideal as it was last year, which means that the probability of this year having another record-setting year in terms of yields and production are getting to become less and less and less with time. So we'll just keep a close eye on Brazil, but the short-term weather forecast is actually very good in terms of their soybean production there. So yeah, a lot of stuff to be looking at here, but it's all stuff we just got to keep a perspective on as we move throughout our winter and the South American growing season.